I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Diamond, you're doing a great job.
Championship coming soon.
And together, they're Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
He's back. I leave for 4 days. The Giants can't win a game. And the Warriors. Well, you tell me, what are the Warriors doing, Goo? I just got back.
It feels like they're a bump on a pickle. That's what it feels like while everybody else is dancing and romancing. They got to have a plan. But can I just say this to you? Welcome back.
Thanks.
And you know what? Leroy hit me because he said we didn't pay my trip justice. We did, Leroy, but we want to hear about yours. And we will, Steiny, but I just got to tell you this. The Kuminga enigma has me thinking that maybe there wasn't a line around the corner or suitors for him. If we're guys are getting swooped up left and right, if there was a line for Kuminga, something would have been done, right?
Oh, boy.
And I'm pro-Kuminga. Like, if we bring him back, bring him back. But start him, damn it. But I don't like what I'm seeing.
Not a lot's changed since last week.
Right.
I can tell.
You're back.
No, well, the funny thing is you know, we're talking about Mike Dunleavy, you know, a couple weeks ago saying he wants something to be done sooner rather than later, and I'm not sure that the Warriors had the control of the timing of this. You know, it's up to Jonathan Kuminga.
What does that mean?
It means he's sitting there right now with a qualifying offer, and they haven't offered him a contract. He doesn't have to sign that. You know, the qualifying offer is like a hold now, but he can end up signing it, and he can come back and just play for $7.9 million for 1 year, and then at the end of the year, he's an unrestricted
free agent. That's risky if he were to get hurt.
Sure, sure, but maybe he wants to bet on himself. I don't know, but a lot of stuff is happening. Obviously, Kevon Looney.
You're welcome back. Go ahead.
We all like Kevon Looney,
and I want a jersey in the rafters. And if you want to give him some cement, I mean, let's put some respect on his name and what he's done. If I had a dollar for going back to the 16 series against the Rockets, all that stuff. All the Splash Brother missed shots, Jordan Poole, whoever, Wiggins, all those offensive boards, and Looney, Mr. Reliable, there to get it and kick it back out, even to Durant, to give the Warriors another shot at it. I mean, let's not act like this is just nothing. I mean, this dude is legendary. Every family, every job entity, shit, and I told Evan this because I feel like I'm that one here, every outfit needs a Looney, a guy that you can just step over and piss on sometimes, but he's always there for you, never complains. That's Kevon Looney. Put some respect on his name. And the last thing, Stan, I'm excited to have you back. Yeah. We can't replace him yet. We have him. Like, who's going to get the boards? Who's got the junk in the trunk? Like, we're sitting here. Who's going to be the new Looney? I'm letting it all out, man.
Evan, who's going to be the new? Oh, yeah, listen.
Yeah, I'm being
guess
real.
He figured I could get a 12-minute segment.
Who's going to replace what he does?
I don't know where I even want to start. He's not getting a banner. He's not getting a number retired. He's a good player, big part of the title teams. You know what? What this is really showing me. You know, the fans are guilty of it. The front office has been guilty of it. Let go of the past. You guys got to start letting go of the past. This is getting, because see, when you don't let go of the past, then when things just peel away by their own volition, it feels worse. You know what I mean?
It's a good feeling to remember the good time.
Well, that's all you're going to have is memories. That's all you're going to have. Goo. Where are guys on the Warriors?
Well, Ayton's out there.
I don't know!
Ayton's still out there, Steiny.
Yeah?
And Jordan Clarkson, who's a walking
bucket. He's gone to the Knicks.
My goodness. Evan, my guy in Philly with the big draws. What's the name?
Yabusele.
He's on the Knicks. Like, Steinie, real quick, are they running it back? And is
yeah.
Well, they can. Evan said, without Looney, you're not running it back.
He's smirking.
I'm being real.
Okay, Looney wasn't a big time
starter. So did Kuminga, and that looks like it was an error. Where is our physicality, man? Because let me tell you who it ain't all by himself now. Who? Jimmy Butler. And I love Jimmy.
I forgot he was on the team. That's right. We still got Butler.
The audacity.
The, man, I mean, the thing that's probably most disappointing is just all the names that you heard over the last, Cam Johnson, yeah, he's no factor.
Miles Turner.
Brooke Lopez, yeah, he's gone.
Let me shut up.
Jordan Clarkson, yeah, no chance. A Nikhil Alexander, no.
Capella?
He's there. Where did Capella go? He's their third. Yeah, they have three centers.
It'll work.
They have Şengün, they have Capella, and now they have Adam.
And there's no slippage if you got Capella out there. Like,
Bobby Portis still out there?
No.
Listen, you're not going to like it. Why do you think this is happening?
No, what? I'm being real.
Yeah,
You should have had a plan in place. There can't be any poker with Kuminga. The poker was his article with Slater, him letting you know he ain't liked how he's been treated. He wants to be a superstar. No shocker, nothing wrong with that. But this should have been expedited. This whole, somebody say something. We're breaking up or we're going to keep going or we're going to try. Don't tell me you're not doing anything because this thing's lingering.
Well, they can't do anything until they figure out what they're doing with Kuminga.
He's coming back, Steinie.
Okay, great.
I know, and I'm not mad at that, but make it work this time then. Make it work.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I listen, the big issue is...
I'm scared.
This is the position you put yourself in. I'm sorry. This is the road you decided to go down, and a lot of people were for it. You have three guys, 35 years old, who are making 90% of the money, and
wow,
you don't have enough players right now. And I don't know what the answer is, but I know this. Kuminga cannot walk for nothing.
No doubt.
Because they got to have a body. They got to have bodies in here right now. And they don't have them. But I'm catching up on all this news. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff going on.
But Warrior-wise, you ain't missed a damn thing. Looney leaving.
What do you mean? What about Tui?
Well, yeah, the new guy
getting drafted.
He had some fun. Yeah, he left me.
I heard he left you hanging.
He came back.
That was Armstrong.
Yeah, help me.
Well, it's good to know that we got some big-name rookies that we can all keep straight.
I'm excited about the classic, but then I'm thinking about the big club and the Giants.
What about them?
Sports, man.
We'll be fine.
I got to read you.
This is Willard. Did you hear the great Willard?
What happened?
Jaskie and Tony. And even Willard's down.
Why?
Nobody has answers.
So I got him. I'm back.
Okay. All right.
I'm back.
There you go.
888-957-9570. What questions and answers to? I got them. I got a big ass. Would you just throw something at me?
What's wrong with the Giants?
They stink. Devers is out of shape. His bat's slow. His groin hurts.
If you can
the
throw
locker
a
room,
fastball,
he's clearly a clubhouse cancer.
Ian Steinie, you might have action against this lineup, man. They're missing the ball right down the chute. You are shocked, though. It ain't over. Chapman's coming back, but boy.
I don't get shocked in sports anymore. I don't know why this is stuck with me, Goo. And well, yeah. But first of all, 888-957-9570 is the number.
Take your time.
What? I don't know. Like, I just got back. What do Warrior fans think of the legal tampering period and how things are going? I am confused about the timing of the Kuminga situation. I mean, unless there's another team out there that says, let's offer Kuminga 3 years and $68 million, and then the Warriors decide whether to match it, I don't know why this would get rectified in a hurry.
Because, real quick, I didn't mean to interject, Steiny, I thought he was out the door for the betterment of both parties. But now,
but how
as
do you
much
want,
as I'm confused, they're telling us he's not going anywhere.
How do you want him out the door? That's the problem.
Well, I thought it was going to be a signing trade. And what was coming back might be greater than what Kuminga was right now. But
they can only
I'm
take
okay
half
with
the
him
money
coming back.
Back.
But something's got to change. He's got to be inserted in the starting lineup. His coach needs to have a mandate from the higher-ups like, hey, look, we did it this way. This is what it is. Because they have to be thinking that way, Steiny.
You can't bring this guy back if he doesn't want to come back.
If there were a scoreboard, would it read right now he's coming back 8-5?
I don't know.
Because to me, it's like 9-2.
I think it's 50-50.
Still.
I mean, if the Warriors are offering Kuminga, hey, look, we'll give you 3 years for $68 million. What, he's just supposed to sign that? He's supposed to sign a number that he's not crazy about on a team he's even less crazy about?
What are his options? It sounds like it's crickets.
Okay, then come back, play for $8 million.
Well, what if you get hurt, Steiny?
Okay, and what if you average 22 a game?
All right.
What if you average,
bet on yourself.
What if you average 22 a game, and now next year teams have money?
Okay. But
nobody's
real quick
got
to
money.
That, I give you that.
We knew this was going to happen. Nobody had money. Yeah. Nobody had money,
some
but
people,
we ignored
Steiny,
it.
I'm being real. You have money when you need money. You can go find it. There's some teams that could fedangle and do some stuff if
but
they
he's
really
not
want
worth it.
And now,
why
wow.
I don't hear any clamoring for Kuminga. I just, you know, I see a player that some teams might want, but I don't know if they feel like they need him. But 888-957-9570 is the number. I mean, I'll be honest. You know, I saw this activity. I realize that the Warriors haven't done anything yet except lose Kevon Looney. We can talk
Which is
about
big.
Looney.
Steiny, I get
go,
it. I'm not
go,
trying to.
Go.
Do you want Al Horford here at 40?
Sure. You know what? Let's get nuts. And then you know what? Move Kuminga for DeRozan, as Evan said. Yeah, let's get crazy.
Oh, man.
Let's get absolutely
and
crazy.
Put the AARP sign on the jerseys, man.
888-957-9570 is the number. I got to believe, did you guys take a lot of calls yesterday?
No, we were
okay.
pretty interview-centric.
I want to know what the mood is of Golden State Warrior fans right now. I'll try to keep you even keeled, because it's still early.
I tried to pick at you, but you're okay with Aiden. It sounds like if you can get him something feasible, Duke can play.
We may be in the portion of the show where it doesn't really matter. From the ballpark to wine country, summer's better when your car's ready to roll. Valvoline Instant Oil Change gets you in and out in about 15 minutes. No appointment needed. For locations and coupons, visit BayAreaOilChange.com.
I'll tell you like this, man. Timberwolves, Timberland, Ant-Man, Edward Scissorhands, Pineapples and Spam, Boys of Fire.
I saved the day.
Hey, it's Moses Moody with the Golden State Warriors. Now back to Steiny and Guru.
All righty, Steiny back with Guru. It is Tuesday in free agency.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel like it.
Perhaps.
Yeah, somebody said, where is it? No. Oh, man.
These cameras, I like how I look. Daddy, I like them. And that's what life's about.
How about this? I realize 90% was hyperbole. What is the actual percentage that the big three make of the cap? As of the most recently announced NBA salary cap for 24-25, which is $140 million, blah, 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 the combined salaries of Curry, Butler, and Green occupy approximately 90%
of
the Golden State Warriors cap.
Right. $141 million, right?
Now,
that's a lot.
Yeah, if they bring Kuminga back, that percentage will go down.
Steiny, I don't even think if there's an if. He's coming back. He's coming back. I ain't mad, but how are we going to make it work?
I got news for you.
Okay, I'm right here, baby.
Again, they couldn't reach an agreement last year. He's not crazy about wanting to be here.
Okay.
They're certainly not going to overpay him. They're not going to offer him $30 million a year, right?
Right.
Okay. So
would they offer him 25?
My understanding is they really haven't offered him anything right now. So The other thing is, I mean, to be completely fair and honest about this, we don't know what's going on. Like, we don't know if Kuminga's told the Warriors, listen, I'm not signing long term here. We don't know if Kuminga said, can you guys do me a favor and please let me go?
Well, if he did, that makes these last couple of days worse. Like, you should have been ahead of the curve, you know, if you knew that.
Well, I mean,
we got a super chat. I can't find it. Donnie, hold on.
All right. Let me see. Ooh, it's way deep. It's buried. Yeah. Oh, there it is.
We got a lot of people.
Steiny, per Barry Jackson. Oh, Barry Jackson's been around forever down South Florida. Jackson says, Miami reporter Heater now out on Jonathan Kuminga. That's Atco Pest Control. $5.
He's too old.
Yeah,
let something like that body and that athleticism and that power walk out of here. I don't know if you can really afford to do that, Snotty.
So what do you think of Al Horford? Warrior fans?
Evan asked me that yesterday. Listen, Snotty, I'm not mad, but I don't think that's going to propel you or make you better than you were last year.
How come we didn't acknowledge that there was probably not a move out there that was going to do that for the Warriors?
Well, no. I was dreaming of names. Jaren Jackson Jr., now he's in Memphis forever, but there were names that, you know, I'm sitting there. Now Wiggins, what about Wiggins? Could there be, well, now with that report, you know, if we could somehow get Wiggins back here.
Sure.
I would be in. But Horford, Steiny, I'm not mad, but is that what this older team needs? We need Thundercats, and that's what JK is. But could you parlay him into a different Thundercat?
Dibs hates that.
Well, but you get the gist. We need some dogs.
We've got to get out of the mindset that the Warriors are running free agency, or that the Warriors have clout, or that the Warriors have different avenues to go down. They don't. They don't. They're right here, right now, because this is where they chose to be starting 3 years ago. This is where they telegraphed everything. So good for them. They followed through. And now here they are with no money, with one player that they can use to either re-sign and bring back, or maybe use him as part of another deal to get another guy back. We know they need to get younger. This guy is young, but they don't like this young one, so they want to get another young one for our young one that they might like better. I want to know what Steph Curry's thinking about this offseason. That's what I want to know.
Yeah, and if I was in the car with the chef or we were having lunch, Donnie, over a chicken Caesar salad, I would ask him, what do you think of DeAndre Ayton? The guy can play. He's been a misfit. And I'm reading all the stuff now that he was doing at his last stop in Portland, Stoney. But my gosh, I would take him over Horford.
I know you would, because you're desperate.
I admit it.
Want a name.
But
you don't even care.
Desperate.
Ayton. Nobody wants Ayton. For goodness sake, DeAndre Ayton was just waived. They said, look, DeAndre, what is he, 28?
Yeah.
You know what? All things considered, we don't even want you on our team. I mean, like, sure, go get Ayton.
But Dre would get him in line.
Okay.
This whole culture.
Are you still?
No, I'm serious, Donnie.
Dude, come on, buddy.
So would you? You would rather have Horford than Ayton?
Probably, yeah.
I wouldn't. Because I'm betting on
Did you really say Draymond? What would Draymond do to Ayton?
Put his ass in check. A chokehold.
Okay.
Manage with fear. I'm dreaming, but I'm being real. Dude,
no, you're not being real. You're not being real.
We need Thundercat.
Let's go to Scott Marin. Yeah. Cheer me up, Scott.
Scotty.
I didn't know I was walking into this.
It's the Warriors, Scotty. Okay.
I'll tell you one thing. I'm just thank God every day that Guru is not the head of basketball operations.
Now, Scott, you're my guy. That hurts, man. We would be a winner, baby.
No, because you're. I mean, when you start going down Ayton's road, forget about it. This guy's not a winning player. They don't want this guy anywhere near that club. Look, I think we're all getting a little crazy. We knew what they were boxed in this offseason because the big move they made was to bring Jimmy in, and they got him for less than half a season. So I think they played like 750 ball when he showed up. Kuminga had disappeared. And let me tell you, this Kuminga thing, I'm so tired of it. Well, here are his numbers from last year. 45, 30, and 66. You're going to give those kind of number, that kind of money to a guy with those kind of numbers? His handle is still suspect. He shows flashes of where he can drive to the hole. Then he gets fouled and he makes, you know, he misses one of every three he takes. You know, I mean, so let's be honest about where he is. This is why all this has happened to Kuminga. He would have got paid if he had performed. And he has not ever performed to what the expectations have been. Mm-hmm. And maybe he will someday, but unless he can learn how to shoot the ball and handle the rock a little better, you're going to pay a wing to shoot 45% from the field, 30% from three, and 66 from the line? That's not happening. So that's why they're in the dilemma they're in right now. So anyway.
Scott, I love you. And I know you're having fun. You're lightweight minutes. So, okay, Steiny, let's just say Scott's right. Okay, how do you make sure you maximize him departing his team? That would be a sign and trade, right? Or you take him into Kuminga into next season and wait for the deadline.
Yeah, you can let him walk for nothing. He can say, I'm coming back for 7.9 and I'll be unrestricted next year.
Wow.
But
7.9.
I'm kind of with Scott. What was the Evan or Goo? Do you guys remember? Remember Slater reported something last year where he used the term. Yeah, they're kind of far apart. Warriors offered 30, but Kuminga wanted 35. Those are bad. Well, he made a mistake.
Well,
he made a big mistake.
It's like the Phantom Clay Thompson. Did he really get offered to 25? You know what I mean?
Well, I get the sense he did. But
well, if that Steiny,
if Kuminga didn't take 25, he made a big mistake.
No doubt.
Okay. Well, he made a mistake, and now where the Warriors are, they can't offer him that anymore.
And how would you describe?
Because they got Jimmy Butler now.
Where are the Warriors?
They're on the periphery of,
like, it's uncomfortable for
playoff teams. That's the way I look at it. They're on the periphery of playoff teams.
The West is happy hour right now, Steiny. Loaded, man, and getting better.
Let's go. The other thing is, you never know. Cam Johnson was a guy, he was like Willard's favorite guy.
Him and Grandy.
And
I like him too. He's gone.
But you look at what the Nets got for him. Michael Porter Jr.
Who I would love on this team.
Even if he's flawed, like, how are the Warriors going to get Cam Johnson?
Right.
They don't have anybody like Michael Porter Jr. All right, let's get it going with Marco in Petaluma. Hey, Marco, how you doing?
Good. Hey, guys. Look, the NBA as we know it is done. Or I should say as we know it, like as a 55-year-old, the NBA that we've come to love and we grew up in the 80s and 90s with, and then even the more recent era is done. You know, you've got five or six teams in the last couple years that have, you know, the owners have tapped out. There's some work.
Hey, Marco, we lost you. Call back.
Yeah, he was. I'm with him, Steiny. You need a center like Indiana has, the Miles Turner type. Who now
he's on the Bucks.
That's to appease Giannis. I got to believe Giannis is now. But there are reports that Giannis is upset that they did Dame the way they did.
Mm.
And I love Dame Lillard, Oakland's own. But Steiny, I have problems talking about a player that is going to miss 90 or 95% of the next year.
Well, why don't you have a problem with the Warriors three stars then?
Steiny, stop. You have no data that's got you thinking that they're going to miss games like that.
No, they're going to play full
Kuminga
season.
Kuminga was the youngest of the bunch, and he missed the most out of all through four of them.
You know what's funny is all of a sudden now a lot of Warrior fans don't like where they're at. Well, what didn't you see coming?
A list of names.
Okay,
gets off the board.
Here's the other thing that could be happening. What if nobody wants Kuminga?
Man, oh man.
And here's the other thing about Kuminga. The way the Warriors have utilized him, why would another team that knows the Warriors aren't crazy about him give up anything significant for him? Like, if I'm another team and I'm looking at Jonathan Kuminga, I'm thinking, I like him, a nice little player, but you ain't getting nothing for him. Mm. How come? Because we don't have to give you anything for him.
But we'll, that...
like, go ahead, sign him to a three-year, $100 million deal now. Sign Kuminga to a three-year, $100 million deal right now, I dare you. That's what teams are saying.
Right, and you're making a lot of sense. I hope you're wrong, but Steiny, keep it real. Put the right on the table. Your first one since you've been back, brought to you by Echo Pest Control. That's not how this was supposed to jump off.
How was it supposed to jump
Kuminga
off?
Kuminga was going to have a line around the corner, or maybe half that line. We don't know that to be the case, so maybe that's still out there. But for them to feel like they're in neutral right now and other teams are adding and getting better, and you're going to laugh and scoff. Like, tell me who is the rebounder on? Who is the goon? And it was Loon. Who's going to replace him? Like, you sitting there smiling. I'm being silly. Like,
well, Looney,
hey, nostalgia, I get it. Looney was everything. But, okay, who's replacing him? And you could say, goo, it's early. Well, let me tell you, it ain't early. It gets late right. fast.
You're replacing 15 minutes a game. That's what you're replacing.
But you don't see how I work. That 15 minutes was wrong.
What do you mean?
I've seen him play more minutes than that. I don't think that's how he. I feel like Looney should have been on the court more. That's me. That's how I think. So when you say what the truth is, just like with Kuminga, Kerr utilized him that way, I feel like that was wrong. But how are you just, okay, we'll do it. Jeff Hostetler, we'll keep it at 15. But who's the best rebounder on this team? Who's your big that you can count on? Okay, TJD, he fell out of favor? I'm just telling you, this looks like Kuminga's coming back. And my question to you and Warrior fans is, and again, for the millionth time, is Kerr finally going to say,
why?
We have to play him. I got to do something I don't want to do. That's the only thing. That's the only way something different pops off here as far as success. The guy can play. We just saw that.
Guru, you can't simplify it like the guy can play. The guy can score. You got to say that. You got to stop saying he can play. You got to stop. You got to start saying he can score. And they know he can score. They know he can score. I understand the Looney loss in terms of his reputation and his history. I'm not concerned with 15 minutes a game.
The production is not. Wow.
No, I'm just not. And I'm not saying he was bad or he's useless, but I mean,
this is Kevon Looney.
Hey, Kevon. How you doing, buddy?
Kevon Looney. And he's back with Jordan Poole.
Yeah.
I'm like, that. I get warm thinking about that.
Let's go to Big Smooth.
Our man.
Big Smooth's in Oakland. Hey, Big Smooth, how you doing?
Help us
gentlemen,
out, man.
Gentlemen.
Help
gentlemen,
us.
Gentlemen, we got to stop acting like they're running the Warriors like a radio show. You think these guys haven't been working on something? You think Mike Dunn will be sitting at home panicking? Do you think they're releasing Looney and they're saying, oh, my gosh, we just released Looney. What are we going to come on, guys. Mike Dunn is not a cabbage head. He's working on something. Obviously, we can't judge this thing right now.
Wow.
Here's what I know. Mike is a professional, man. Do we actually – what do you guys think about Mike Dunleavy? You think he's an idiot?
I don't think
the West is getting tougher.
I don't think he's
– man, the West is getting tougher.
You think
they're releasing Looney with no answer, Goo? Goo, you're acting like, oh, they released Looney, like they're panicking. They are working on something.
All right, Smooth. I'm not mad at that.
We heard that these deals take a while. We acting like – we're not panicking right now. Let's wait. Now, listen, if we stay like this after all this is
okay.
over,
all right, there
that's
you
a
go.
Whole okay. other stuff.
All right.
Now, listen, JK, we got to stop it with this JK thing, man. We may have to hold on to him for longer, but he's going to play where they want him to play. We know he can score 16 and get 3 rebounds. That's pretty much what he's done. We got to stop calling him a Thundercat, Goo. He's not a Thundercat. He's not a Thundercat. He's a Thunder Kitten. That shouldn't be a kid. Listen, if you have a child and he doesn't learn how to walk after four, after five, you're kind of thinking something's wrong with my child. He should be walking by then. But hey, all I'm saying is he's developing pretty slow. Now, you could attribute that to him getting a late start in hoops. He didn't play the AAU circuit like most have. He may turn out to be – he's not turning out to be a 25-point game player. Right. He's not. We got to stop. It's not going to happen.
Smoothie, I love everything you said, Steiny, but I love what the little thing he put in there, the little disclaimer. He'll call back and be upset and say what I feel right now, if nothing changes, is valid. He's under the assumption that they got something going on, and he could be right. But I'm just telling you, Smoothie, I do love your honesty. Just in case they don't, and this is it, and they're running it back, how I feel is warranted. And Vince Vargas on the YouTube chat, who I love, Steiny, we love these two just spewing nonsense. No, I'm just sharing with you how I feel right now, Vince. So to Smoothie's point, he's being proactive. I'm being reactive.
I think you could be halfway down the middle.
That's all.
I don't think they got a lot of action for Kuminga. And quite frankly, I'm not sure why they would. I mean, and here's the other thing. Like, I hate to say it, but we're talking about a fringe starter or a sixth man right now with Kuminga. I don't necessarily think the entire Warriors' future is dependent on Kuminga. Doesn't mean I want to get rid of him. I don't want to get rid of him, especially on this team.
Oh, man.
But when they made the Butler deal and they extended Butler, that was it. Like, again, we spent the second half of the season saying, boy, they do not have a lot of flexibility. What's the move they have? They only have one move. They're either going to bring Kuminga back or they're going to try to sign and trade him for somebody else. That's exactly what has played out. Exactly what's played out. And I don't know if there are deals out there, sign and trade for Kuminga, that they don't like. I don't know if there's a deal they want that the other team doesn't like. But this is kind of what we should have expected. For the life of me, like, I couldn't figure out why they thought they could solve the JK problem a day into free agency. It's a sign and trade. I mean, you don't really sign and trade until things start to shake out a little bit. So and the other thing is right now they can't really do a lot because they don't know. They still could today. Who's a free agent out there? Give me just a free agent out there. Not Ayton.
This is James Wiseman.
I'm trying to come
just
on.
Just give me a...
That's pretty good.
Like, let's say Ayton were...
Well, Schroeder's the king now. Yeah.
Chris Paul.
No, I wanted a bigger guy. If Jakob Poeltl. This is what they could do. He's not a free agent. If Jakob Poeltl were a free agent, they could just let Kuminga walk. That would bring them below the luxury level. They wouldn't be a taxpayer, and it would give them access to $14 million over 1 year. They could build off that, and they could sign a guy like Poeltl if he were a free agent. Do you want to do that? Something like that. They could get that non-taxpayer mid-level by letting Kuminga walk for nothing.
You could do that. I'll go Snickers. It wouldn't satisfy me, but it also would signal the 4 years of Jonathan Kuminga and whatever you want to deem, whatever type of fan or radio host you are, whatever you do, it would just signal a failure of the last 4 years that we couldn't get this guy up and running. And I'll say this to you, Steiny, and the listeners. There's nothing better than talent, but more talent. And it hurts a little bit that you bring in Butler, and we know what he is on the birth certificate and the big three, but you couldn't find a way to bridge that or make that transition seamless in regard to, who's your next after these guys? Well, Kuminga, he ain't the caliber of Curry or Jimmy Butler, but man, he's got a promising future. That's how it was supposed to be. And this this contract negotiation was supposed to be smooth.
Who said?
Had he played his part, Kuminga, it would be like, you would be proud to announce Kuminga's coming back for such and such. Listen, 3 years on.
Did anybody realize that when he didn't sign an extension last year, this was the road we were going down? Plain and simple. I thought it was not. Anybody who tried to spin Kuminga not getting extended last summer, it was a joke. Mm. Was a joke. Okay, so what happened? Now he comes back. He's hurt for half the year. They get Butler. He's in Kerr's doghouse. And now all of a sudden, what? You don't like him, so you don't want to pay him. But
I like him. Yeah.
Well, I don't know that they do.
But can you
for 25?
I got you.
You know what you say? Can you afford to what? Let him go?
Yeah.
Can you afford to pay him $30 million?
No.
And have him come off the bench and not want to be here? Like, that's the other thing. If only the Warriors know if he wants to be here or not. I can't imagine he wants to be here.
Yeah.
So I'm not paying him $30 million. I can't. Even if the Warriors are like, well, yeah, we got it. Let's re-sign him and we'll trade him at the deadline.
Yeah, and I'll go back.
Good luck.
I'll go back. I hear you. I'll go back to Big Smoothie's call. I'm giving the Warriors the benefit of the doubt, but Smoothie, you have to also think the Warriors could have had plans, Donnie, and they're getting denied, or what they thought was going to jump off has not popped off. So. We can't leave that out the equation to what they even just negotiating with JK and his reps. Like, oh boy, I can't wait. And I'm hoping, Stani, we get some sense of direction. And this thing, we're not talking about them because we have clarity. But boy, there are some teams in the West that are coming, and now they've added. And I'm just like, wow, we're bigless in a sense.
Like, what are the. Like, I always am curious about this. For the last 3 weeks when we were talking about Kuminga, you know, we talked about sign and trade. We talked all the possibilities, right? And then about 3 weeks ago, the people who didn't know the rule or didn't know the nuances, what did we find out? In a sign and trade for Kuminga, you can only take half of his money back. And we said, oh boy, that's not good.
Not at all.
Right. And that's what's in play right now. So even though for the last month, we all kind of knew it wasn't going to be clearly defined, it isn't clearly defined because it was impossible, I think, to be clearly defined in terms of his value around the league. The other thing is 3 weeks ago, teams aren't calling Mike Dunleavy and saying, hey, we really love Jonathan Kuminga. They're going to wait and they're going to keep things close to the vest. And, you know, the Warriors need one team to really like Jonathan Kuminga enough to give something up for him. But again, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough.
On the other side, Stani, just share with us, if it is Al Horford, how much better you think he makes them?
Do they re-sign Kuminga?
Well, Let's say yes.
Marginally. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. I see a bunch of people that want to talk.
You got to tell us about the trip, bro.
There's nothing to tell.
Did you do the speech? Off the top of the head or the paper?
5 minutes. Yeah. I was off the iPhone. Let's get nuts.
That's pretty good.
That didn't even sound like me.
Your girl didn't come in Friday either.
My girl didn't come in Friday.
Marcy.
My girl.
Marcy was Grandy.
My
girl was at the hospital.
Yeah, so I heard. I heard about that.
Oh, don't roll your eyes.
It's not at you.
Oh, yeah.
What's coming up in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment sponsored by Crystal Geyser, Alpine Spring Water. Let's get nuts.